Blog Talk Radio.
Family, yes, this is my year, and another year I'll be able to claim it too. It's my year. It's your year too if you want to claim it. Why don't you go ahead and claim it? I'm talking to you youth out there. This is your year. Take the baton. I'm passing it on to you. I want you to take the baton and run with it and write the vision while you're at it. And he that readeth him, let him run with it, because the vision is for this appointed time. It's our year. Those musicians, those artists, those spoken word and poets, it's our year. Bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on. Come on in this room and let's talk about how music is firing up the institutions. They're using music all across the media to explain how and why McDonald's has such good food. They're using it in the car dealerships. They're using it all over. So it's our year. If you're a lyricist, write it. Put it on pen and pad and put it on remote control, because right now it's a touch-and-go situation. It's open to you, youth. I'm calling you forth. If you write a little something-something, bring it on in the room and try it out here in the Care to Read room. You've got to own me. I'm live here in my studio, here to serve you. And I'm also your advocate here to advocate for you. And this is a week for the youth. I'm going to advocate on behalf of them and singing their praises, because they're the ones that keep the music alive. You know, us elders, we still want to be in the background, and we can be in the backdrop, all right, but we got to remember to pass the baton on to those youngsters out there, because they're the ones that have life in them. And the life of the flesh is in the blood, you know. They have the young blood. We're the old blood. But when blood calls, blood answers. And when I heard your voice, youth, I heard your cry out from the community. I heard your plead in the hip-hop. I knew you needed an advocate to speak out on behalf of your cause. And that's what I'm doing today. I'm pressing you forward so you can come forward unobliterable and be able to speak your truth. That's right. I know that sometimes it's difficult for you to speak in the church and also in the ministries of health. It's very difficult for your voice to be heard because it's overshadowed by so many elders. And it's very difficult for the minister to look down upon you with any wisdom. But out of the mouths of the babes, the heart will speak. And I'm listening. I've got my ear to the ground. I'm listening for you to tell me what it is that our community needs and what is absent in our community and what do we need to set that community back in place again. In your music, I know you're pleading, you're calling out for jobs. You're asking for more direction. But we just don't want to pass on our secrets to you. And we keep talking about when we used to have to walk 10 miles to get to school and how we marched up and down Washington to get things right in our community. Then teach the youth how to march. There's a march going on right now. Let them be in that number. Show them how to hold their heads up high and their signs and advocate for something that is going to make a change. But get behind Obama and support him, because he's definitely for the youth. He's down with the youth. I know this. I know it because I see it in his spirit. And if anybody's going to make a change for the youth, it will be Obama. So get behind him. He has a heart for the youth, just as I do. And I'm calling on you youth today because I know you are the ones that are going to help us get over the greenhouse. Whether we like it or not, preacher, teacher, evangelist, clergymen, whether we like it or not, it is our youth music who's going to make a difference. I know the music has made a difference in my life. It has made all the difference in the world in my life. And without music in my life, I don't know where I would be. When I thought my education was the clue to my employment, I soon found out it was the music inside of me that sung out, that created an opportunity for me to sing my way on the stage, to dedicate a song to Princess Diana. Just my mere desire to sing gave me a contract. Now, you can have that same opportunity. You can go abroad and you can sing to the height of your voice, and you can advocate for music, just as I am an advocate for music. You have to have a desire. And everything in your life has to have a melody to it. And when you walk, your very expression has got to express artistic ability. We are all creative, and we've all been given gifts. Now, whether or not you're going to hide your gift or bring it forth is up to you. But youth, I know it's in you. It's in you. So let it come forward. It may not be perfected right now. There's nobody in here going to laugh at you for reciting your poetry or your spoken word. They'll probably commemorate you and get behind you like I'm going to do. But I know that God wants to give you favor because it's your year. It's your year. Now, I want to say one thing. We're looking for the secret. What is it in the ministry that the youth are looking for? What is the secret? If any of you out there know the secret, now is the time to come and express your viewpoints about the secret to reconnecting our youth to the praise and worshiping. Most of us young people join the church because there's a choir. We want to express ourselves. And most of our talents can be expressed through our artistic ability in song and dance. Now, why isn't there a lot of dance going on for the young men? Mostly pathetic dance for the women. But you ought to be able to create dance for the men as well. And in a minute, we're going to talk about just that subject. How do you incorporate the music and bring programs into the sanctuary for our black males so we can draw them? In just a second, we're going to be back at you talking about just that. Right now, we're going to go to station identification because I know God wants to shed favor upon you. Listen to the tune from Canton Jones. About it, and I'm excited about the music. I'd like for you to take a break now and step over to the Talking Cure Room with me as we give praise and honor to our higher selves and to all of Dulamare, Akamare, for doing great things for us. Ladies and gentlemen, stand to your feet with your palms faced up. We stand in this position, in a position of receiving, because we know that prayer is only a behavior modification. And as we send up the airwaves, we caution you that it's very important that on a day-to-day basis, you are to acknowledge your ancestors. You'd be a damn fool for not acknowledging them. They're the closest thing to Akamare. They're the ones that open up the door and ask for you to have great things done for you. They're petitioning on your behalf. Why don't you let them in? Don't you hear them knocking? They're asking you to acknowledge them. Don't be a damn fool. Wake up and acknowledge that you do have an intercessor, and it is your ancestors. It is your ancestors, and we are communing with them on a day-to-day basis so that we don't forget to reconnect them back to the greater circle. Ladies and gentlemen, as I pour libations for Akamare, a manifestation of the three Godhead, Ilede, Oludulamare, and Olurum, and I say Ashe. I like to pour libations for my father's spirit, because he is a spirit who has the blood running through my veins. I want to acknowledge my father's spirit and say Ashe, Robert Jenkins. I like to pour libations for my mother's spirit, Clara Lily Jenkins, and I say Ashe. I like to light a candle for my father, that he might come through the lagoon and have vision and sight and be able to find his way back home to reconnect with the family. I like to light a candle for my mother as she travels through the Middle Passage on her way over the Red Sea, under the Pacific, outside of the stratus and the lakes and the stream. Mother, find your way home well as I light this candle for you. Ladies and gentlemen, pour libation in the direction that I give you example for. As you know, the four cardinal directions are very, very important. This is what cometh our health. As we call forth the winds to be, the angelic forces will begin to cause those winds to bring in a mighty, mighty wind. And there's a mighty wind blowing, and it's to the east, the west, the north, and the south. I don't know which way you want to claim it, but you better claim your wind that's coming in from the earth and from fire and water. I call forth the wind from the west, and I said, Ashe. I call forth the winds from the east, and I say, Ashe. Chequez Diaz, if you're in the west, please come in. If you're in the east, please come in. Dr. Carruthers, Dr. Ben Yokin, as we call forth Nina Simone, please come in. Bring the wind with you. I pour libations to the north, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the south, and I say, Ashe. Harriet Tubman, if you're in the south, bring your wind in. If you're in the south, Dr. Martin Luther King and Sweet Coretta, bring your wind in with you. We call forth the winds to be because we know the winds will bring in the forces and the melanin that will linger on behind it. May we tap into the melanin, and may we be forevermore enriched in our spirits and in our minds. And may we understand that we are because we are. And because I am, we are, therefore I can exist. And without the forces to be lingering behind, I have nothing to tap into, and I cannot stand alone. Without my ancestors, I have no shoulders to linger upon. And I thank you, Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. On thee do I wait, and on thee do I beseech for help. Guide us on the right path, on the path to righteousness. And let us lean not on our own understanding, Father. That every household that's represented here, may the curse be broken. May the curse be broken, and may they forever be able to get over their grain houses. And may each and one, every one of these families that are represented here today be able to obtain jobs and be able to advance themselves in their circumstances. May they be few, and may their unborn children that are still on their way here from the lagoon, may they come with good tidings, and may we be able to look those children in the face and say, is you the one? And let it be, Father, let it be, so let it be done. And we say thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for going on this course with me today. And our subject today is speaking to the churches about the ministry of helps. Is there one ministry of music for our young people? And how do they claim it? How do they come into the church with their ideas and their directions for which way they want to bring the music? How do they approach the head of the musician department and then speak to that musician and let them know that Swing Low Sweet Chariot just won't get it, and that they're bringing in a new tune and a new beat? How do they approach the musician? And how do you keep those young people coming back and giving their input? It's very important that we step down as elders and pass the baton to our youth, and giving them a chance to direct and lead and guide. Because David was a young man when he first started to pursue Goliath. He started at the age of 14 with just a smooth stone and a slingshot. No one could believe that David had the capability of slaying a giant, but he did. So I think that the giants that are in the world today can be pursued by our youth if we only pass them the baton. So how many of you churches are willing to pass the baton over to the young men and women who are coming with a new dance, a new rhythm, a new beat? How many of you are willing to step aside? See, Kirk Franklin came here ahead of his time. No one could believe that he had the gift to bring the youth out on the floor. But once he stepped his step and sung his song, the youth were compelled to come. Now, I compel you, ministers, let the youth come. Let the music inside of them sing, come winter, come fall, or come spring. Let the music inside of them sing. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as a poet, I know that it's very, very crucial that we should be sharpening our edges and sharpening our craft and developing ourselves so that our young people can do the same. I'd like to read you something from the Journey of the Class Agent entitled In God's Attribute. This has been written by Omi Inka herself, myself, and God's attribute. Man must realize that he shares in God's attribute, but remember you're under a spell and you're not expected to excel. While functioning on a plane, speaking words of wisdom into saying, calling things that be not in existence, like spiritual Mayat, for instance, even brothers overseas in a far-off distance, you must remember not to identify with your lower part of your being, for if you do, then you'll create a complex habitual response, which to name a few. This would outwardly distinguish the Creator from you, for thought throughout man's history, which has remained a mystery, it has been God's plan to redeem man. Man must realize that he shares in God's attribute. But remember, you're under a spell, and you're not expected to excel. While in the devotional stages, man enters into a new age by developing his ability to transform his identity from one divinity. He must learn to die to the things of this world in order to be reborn as a brand new pearl. You know, resurrected, mother, father, son, the real Trinity. His successful completion will be denoted. And soon or later, he'll be promoted in the situations called life. You'll soon be able to see the fruits of his labor, and by man, he'll be extended favor. Add to it his wisdom and peace, for his troubles will soon now cease. Realizing the control is what the master will bestow after the education and summonses that he heard, he should be able to summons the power of the spoken word. During the stages of the initiate, we'll learn that life on earth is none other than a preparation for rebirth. man must realize that he shares in God's attribute. But remember, you're still under a spell, and you're not expected to excel. You'll have to exchange immortal life for mortal, human talent for a spiritual power, not having a form of godliness, but having the powers from there above, seeking to control the earthly existence in order to rebuild the stamina and resistance, while never reacting to thought or emotion, which are devoid of spiritual devotion. Now that you are no longer existing in a stage of ignorance, which is devoid of life and power, but forever growing in the essence of God every hour upon hour. Now God has saved you by his grace, by endowing you with his three attributes to be able to function in truth, worship, honor, and finally love. These were the gifts that were sent from above. Now you must praise God in spirit and truth by making music and dance for the young and the youth. Man must realize that he shares in God's attribute. But remember, you are no longer under a spell, and nor are you asleep, therefore expected to excel. Realizing the union of God within you, he has finally awakened the Kemetic, the Ifa, the Master in you. You must continue to understand God, to understand man, for you are no longer under a spell, nor are you asleep. And now you are free to reach the highest peak. Finally, you must not be deceived by the selling of your soul. Please remember the prophecy that was foretold. Now that the initiate has learned to establish a balance in all areas of his life, he should be able to use these devices. You should be aware of the real motives of others, those seeking and pretending to be your brothers, while coming in snakeskin clothing, probing, trying to steal your anointing, pointing, finally, guarding against God's emotion, which are at the seat of your pleasure and void of devotion. Remember, you're no longer under a spell, nor are you asleep, therefore expected to reach the highest peak, because you share in God's attribute. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to the throne of grace. And if you are wanting to speak or recite any of your poetry, now, and we're rolling up on the last 60 seconds of this program, I'd like to do another song for you from Canton Jones, if you don't mind.
I'm going to go to the next one. I'm going to be how I used to be. I grew up in the street, but now I'm a church boy. Come call him back. Come call him back. He's on the inside of me. Come back in the community.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank you for coming all the way with us on the Canton Jones Experience. He has been putting it down like that. He calls him G.O.D. I call him Makamare. Some of us call him Oladulamare. But we are going to call on him in the time of trouble. And if you don't mind, ministers and preachers, it's time that you should look into your ministry and see where your youth fit into your congregation. You might have to release some of the power and give it over to the real true gods, those youth that are coming forward. They are ready, and they're positioning themselves to be gods. And if you truly want to experience the Godhead in your church, in your cathedral, in your presence, you're going to have to make room for the real gods. I'm not talking about Peter, Paul, and John, we know. I'm talking about the real gods that walk the face of this earth this day. They're making their presence known, and they are walking the face of this earth as gods today. Let them have it. Give it to them. Give them the ability to bring forth the gods, and the real Godhead will show up. You won't have to fake it in the pulpit, and you won't have to bring about false healings that don't exist. They will bring about the energy, and it will bring about the healings naturally, supernaturally. It's the youth's turn. Give it over to them. This is their time now. And for those of your elders who out there are supportive in what I'm saying, get behind those youth and bring them forward and let them come up to lead us in praise and worshiping, because they are truly dreaming dreams. They said old men would have vision, but the young men would dream dreams. And now that we are bringing forth the new vision, it's time to receive it. It's time to receive the gifts that the youth have to bring. Ministers and preachers, we've heard all of the dry bones and scriptures. Now we want to hear from the young people. What is it that the Spirit has given them to say? Let them speak it in their song and their dance. Now, what about the young black men who want to praise and worship? Is there a spot in the church for them to acknowledge the praise and pathetic dancing? There should be. And let them decide on which direction they're going. The churches are playing themselves out. You can't get a black man to come up in the church, in the congregation. And the hats are running the show. It's always been a spiritual side with the females running it. But what about the black men? Are we going to go after those black sons that are out there that need to come in the house and give direction? And are we going to create an atmosphere that is conducive for what they're looking for? If not, you need to get out of the way, preacher. Deacons, you need to get out of the way. There's some that came, and there's some that just went. My question is, who are you? And who do the people say that you are? Who do the people say that you are? Some call him Elohim, but they call him G-O-D. But who do the people say that you are? If you're not a God, then step out of the way. Stay tuned. This is a final ending. You've just now heard it from Omi Inca 7, and we're out of here. Take it away, Captain. Industry trio. out and join us tomorrow night. We'll be talking again about the youth and how they can move up front and they can take over. And will the real guys please show up tomorrow? And we will have the same message going for you tomorrow, the musicians and artists and what they're doing to move and make way for the youth. Stay tuned until tomorrow. And we say on that note, oh, double and baba booey to you, y'all. See you tomorrow night, 10 o'clock. Oh, double.